This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I'm so thankful to be in God's house, where the commandments of God is being taught, that I may be saved. And the scripture says, if ye enter into life, keep the commandments. And I'm thanking God I have eternal life today, right now, because we're being taught to keep the commandments of God, to obey God's word. And I'm thanking God for the scripture that says, blessed is he that do his commandments, that they might have a right to the tree of life. And I have a right to the tree of life tonight, all because of the angel that God has sent to testify these things to the church. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, the one that God has sent, our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for Yonder, the chiefs, the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk about hearkening to God's voice. Together if we agree in harmony. What a wonderful thing it would be.
I'm not prejudiced.
I am not prejudiced.
No respect of person.
There's no respect of person in me. It's all about principle.
The
truth that will endure.
Times have changed.
that beautiful? Thank God. Can Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to Hebrews 3 and 1. Hearing God's voice, hearkening to God's voice. Hear it. But the blessing is to hearken. Isn't that beautiful? Hebrews 3 and 1, Deacon.
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
The heavenly calling. We've been called to holiness. But we cannot come unless you hear the call. You've got to hear God's voice, what God is saying. And many times, ones hear and yet don't know what to do because they really haven't heard the voice. They just heard the message, but they don't have understanding. Read.
Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house.
Isn't that beautiful? Important point, because Moses is the man we got to come back to. Moses is the man you got to come to before you come to the Lord to really understand him. Mm-hmm. Because Moses brought the device that you can hear through, that's right. Called God's word.
All right.
That's the device you see through. Yeah. It's called God's word.
All right.
It just says, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding. Now, if the minister or those that are bringing you a message don't bring the commandments, you have no understanding about what God is saying throughout the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Mm-hmm. Seventh verse says what?
Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice.
Holy Ghost, yes, saying, today. If you will hear my voice. Someone said, but the Holy Ghost ain't talking to me. Holy Ghost talking right now. Because that's what his son come with. The Spirit of God. And it's the Holy Ghost. To bring back to our remembrance what was said before we got here. What Moses said. What Adam said. What God said. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Today, if you will hear his voice, what?
Harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation. That was in the day.
Yes.
When those that were in the wilderness, those that were in Egypt, provoked God. They provoked him. He says, when your fathers what?
When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years.
40 years. But they didn't respond properly because they never really heard God's voice. And because they didn't hear, they didn't believe. They should have believed before really hearing. Just believe God.
Yes.
Then the understanding comes. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Wherefore I was grieved with that
generation. With them. Because they were provoking God. God wants us to believe. If God said you can take the land, believe it. You can take it. Quit doubting God. What did Joshua and Caleb say?
Yes.
We can take them. Yes. They're bread for us. Because God promised this. You got it. God promised them to deliver them from Egypt.
Yes.
And soon as he got down, they started doubting him, provoking God. We'll get to that. Read. Mm-hmm.
Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err there in their heart.
What?
And they have not known my ways.
That's the same thing today. the churchgoers don't know God because the scripture says, he that saith, I knoweth him and keepeth not his commandments is lying. Well, he said the commandments are done away with. So how can they know God and know his ways? Because the commandments are his ways. And they don't know God. They can't hear what God is saying if you don't have them before you, if you're not taught them. You cannot really understand what God is talking about. You don't really know what these gods are. Many times the gods are you and I if we make them that. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest.
What?
Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
Well, this is one thing, how you stay from departing. We don't want to talk like I'm on the verge to leave.
No. Mm-mm.
That shouldn't even be on the table.
No,
right. I'm striving to stay here. I'm not striving to stay.
No.
I'm just striving not to stay.
Right.
It's a chore to keep coming.
No.
What the scripture says? Take heed, brother. Mm-hmm.
Lest there be in any of you of unbelief
what?
In departing from the living God.
What?
But exhort one another daily while it is called today.
What?
Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
We're talking about get hardened because you transgress and you get rebuked for it. Mm-hmm. You get corrected. In our walk, we're going to be corrected in many things.
Yes.
Let's not provoke God to get a spirit because we're being corrected. That's what we come here for. To get it corrected. If you don't believe you can be corrected or that the correction is right, what's the point in being here? Because being here, not obeying, you're provoking God.
Yes.
Like they did in the wilderness.
Yes.
God said, prove my works. 40 years he proved it. What did he do 40 years? What did David say? He delivered me from the lion and the bear. Who is this Philistine?
Yes.
Well, he brought you in 20 years, 5 years, whatever ago. Why you can't keep you sustained? Why you can't keep traveling? Why not? The promises are yet there.
Yes.
Read.
God.
For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence.
Wait a minute, that's what we would do.
Steadfast.
Hold fast. Why not come here?
Mm-hmm.
To be made.
Yes.
I can do it.
Yes.
But you fell down every day since you've been coming. I'm still here.
All right.
I can still make it. I believe God. If it's your last day like Samson, Lord, today I'm striving. Take me with you. God can do that.
Yes.
You want to keep the mind. That's why we come, to be encouraged each other. Let's keep traveling. Let's keep moving. Let's keep doing.
That's beautiful. Read. Yes, sir. Hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end.
What?
While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation.
That's like you say, well, oh, Pastor, I'm tired. God ain't tired. Why are you tired? Why would you be tired of striving if God is not tired of striving with you? Why would anybody say, well, Pastor, I've been over this over and over. Well, if I'm not tired, why are you tired? That means you're still alive. You're moving. You can hear what you need to do and do it. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes, Pastor. For some, when they had heard, did provoke.
Some of them heard what to do and provoke God, but what?
Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses.
Everybody didn't provoke God. Joshua didn't, Caleb didn't, and many others. Because of what they had to do. Because in our deliverance, we got many incidentals that's going to happen.
Yes.
Let's go there.
Yes.
Exodus 3 and 13.
Beautiful.
Yes. Many things can happen in the interim when you're trying to be delivered from this and that. But let's not get discouraged.
Yes. Beautiful, Pastor.
Get your paper and pad out. Let's do it again. We'll make another sketch of this.
Yes.
Let's rewrite this thing.
Beautiful.
When you're rewriting things, let's answer Chernatha. When you're rewriting the song, I got to take this out. That's too many words. Exodus 3 and 13, what does it say?
Yes, sir. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you,
what?
And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them?
Because whether we're waiting on deliverance, whether you're waiting on God to save you, you're out in the world. Many questions. They're going to ask, what am I going to say? How big is your church? All these things are irrelevant when God is calling you. Isn't that beautiful? God sends someone to you. That's not relevant, the incidentals. Read.
Yes. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
I am
mm-hmm.
that I am. I'm God.
Oh, yes.
All right, all right.
Isn't that beautiful? I am that I am. I'm God.
Beautiful.
Tell him that. Who are you to inquire about God? So who? What's his name?
I am.
Tell him I am that I am. Isn't that beautiful?
All right, all right. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has
I
sent
am have
me
sent
unto you.
You.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
In other words, the presence right now. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful. Most beautiful.
Thank God. Read.
And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel,
what?
The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham.
Now he's identifying himself, the
All
God
right.
of Abraham.
Right.
You know why he did that? Because you had a lot of mixed people there. You had some Ishmael people. They were there. Everybody was in Egypt. But he's identifying, you didn't think he was talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Nahor.
No.
You get it mixed up.
Right, right.
Say, well, I came from Bishop Barfield's church. Bishop and Bishop Wynn. Oh, wait, you messed up now. Wait, what do you mean? Oh, took a turn here.
Right.
No, I know about Bishop Barfield, Bishop Philip, and Bishop Dorothy.
Yes.
And I know about me.
All right.
Everybody know themselves, right? That beautiful? So if you want to say, well, I'm with Bishop Holmes. I don't know about Bishop Holmes.
Right.
I never knew Bishop Holmes taught the commandments. These taught the commandments of God. Anytime you're going to bring a lineage, just bring those that taught the commandments like the Lord did. He said, you sound like one of the old prophets. They're the ones who brought the commandments, the prophets of God. These down and come ladies, the scribes and Pharisees, they was bringing a bunch of traditions and carnality. Read.
The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you.
What?
This is my name forever.
Wait a minute. I thought it was Jesus. That's his name.
Yes.
Jesus' name is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's his name forever. Because that's God talking.
Yes.
I am that I am. What did he say? I am the truth. I am the way. So he's that I am. That's what Jesus said. I am. The way, the truth, and the life. And he's telling for the day and for future, I am that I am, because he's God. It was the Lord that was talking. Read.
And this is my memorial unto all generations.
What?
Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham.
Let them know again, I'm about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the message today.
Yes.
So what is his name? His name is Jesus.
Yes.
But he's the God of Abraham.
Yes.
Isaac
and Jacob.
Let's keep it right there.
Yes.
He ain't the God of Reuben.
No.
Shockton or Sharpton or whatever.
All right.
Jesse and his gang, the Jesse James gang. He ain't a part of them.
No, Pastor.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
God appeared to me. And he's let me know he's heard what's been done to you. Because they've been crying out, Lord, deliverance. Because it was their time for deliverance, right?
Yes.
Why would you doubt God? God is holding fast his word. 400 years now, he's coming. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites unto a land flowing with milk and honey.
Wait a minute, that land flowing with milk and honey is God's word.
All right.
Because it's sweeter than honey. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's the sincere milk of the word, God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And wherever we are, we want to take that land. We want to be the ones with flowing with milk and honey.
Yes.
Wherever we go. That's what he's saying. Read it again.
Yes. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites.
Unto
and,
a land flowing?
Yes.
With milk and honey.
With milk and honey.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and
now,
the elders of
Israel. Now, wait a minute.
You told Moses,
they're going to hearken to you. They're going to hearken to your voice. Isn't that beautiful? Because God knows all things. He let Moses know. They're going to hearken. What?
Unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews hath met
now,
with
wait a
us.
Minute. God sent Moses to Pharaoh. Let him go. That wasn't Moses' mind, that was God's mind. But that's how he's going to deliver them.
Right.
Three.
Right. And now let us go. We beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to the fifth chapter, 5.
Yes, Pastor.
and one. Mm-hmm. God was coming to deliver his people.
Yes.
But things begin to happen. It's the same thing. When God is bringing you out of things, things happen. They try to deter you. Mm-hmm. But we have to believe God. And let's not provoke God showing unbelief.
That's right.
Well, I thought the pain would have left by now.
Mm-mm.
It's not about what we think.
Right.
It's about following the plan of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
5:1.
And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness."
Well, many times you're coming out of things, you have to deal with the one that's coming out of their acquaintances, family, husband, wife, whatever, children. And you have to deal with situations. They want to come out, but those that they're dealing with don't want to let them go. Read.
Yes. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?"
What you mean? Oh, you keeping the commandments. Now, what's that? I don't know anything about no commandments. Them commandments done away with. Ain't the Lord I serve. That's old stuff. Same thing.
Yes.
Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord? I don't know anything about him." Nobody know about God unless you are of God.
Yes.
Read.
"To let Israel go, I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go."
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Read 2 again.
Yes, Pastor. "And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?"
Why should I obey
Israel
his voice?
Go?
Mm-hmm. And that's what most churchgoers, when they hear this message, those commandments done away with. But that's God's voice.
Yes.
Why should we obey not having gods before God? Why? Because God asked us to.
Yes.
But the jackleg preachers, which are Pharaohs, saying, "I don't know the Lord. Why should I obey his voice?" That's what he says. Why should you obey his voice? You don't. That's done away with. Liars.
Yes.
He lied from the beginning.
Right. Yes.
Read.
"I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go."
Neither would I let Israel go. Read the 7th. Read the 20th verse. What does it say?
Yes. 20, yes. "And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the
way." God is sending them down to talk to Pharaoh. Moses is talking to Pharaoh.
Right.
Now Pharaoh said, "You know what? They got too much time on their hands. Guess what? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want to sacrifice? I tell you what, get your own straw knot. I want the same tail of bricks and put more burdens on them."
Right.
Now Moses is coming, leaving Pharaoh, and they heard about it, and they're upset. Now they're going to meet their deliverer. Mm-hmm. They're going to talk to him a little bit. What did he say?
Yes. It says,
and they met
Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh.
What?
And they said unto them, "The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh."
You messed us up. Not Pharaoh. We ain't savory to Pharaoh now. You done messed us up.
Yeah.
We got to go make our own bricks now and get our own straw to make it. You done put a sword in his hand. What did he say?
"And in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us."
What have you have did? Things are worse now, but they're not thinking about being delivered.
Right.
Only the immediate effect.
Mm-hmm.
Read a little further. Go ahead.
"And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people?"
Now Moses wasn't thinking about what you complaining for. We can maybe be delivered.
Right.
But Moses would say, "Lord, why are you doing this?" Even Moses didn't know what was going on, but he didn't provoke God. They did.
Mm-hmm.
He just did the messenger. Read.
"Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all."
Neither have you delivered them at all. Read 21 again. What did it say?
21. "And they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh."
What?
"And in the eyes of his servants."
To do what?
"To put a sword in their hand to slay us."
Blaming God.
Mm-hmm.
Provoking him. And the Lord is coming to deliver. Let's go to St. John.
Right.
St. John 12.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have to be careful about our speech.
Yes.
And our thought towards God. Because everything we do, it's God behind it.
Yes.
God is ordering our steps. Isn't that beautiful? If you're a good man,
that's
he is.
Beautiful.
A good man's step is ordered by the Lord, right?
Yes.
If we're one with God, we should be pretty good, right?
Yes.
So why are we going to blame anybody but God?
Yes.
And you shouldn't be blaming God, because that's who's mapping out our way.
Yes.
It's God.
Yes.
Don't get upset with the messenger. Right. Or don't say, I ain't upset, I'm just mad. Well, you mad at God then. Right. You upset with God, let's not do that.
Right.
Provoke God when God is trying to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You go to the doctor and say, I'm upset. You pinch me with that needle.
Mm.
I'm trying to dead you if I can get that junk out your arm.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, Pastor.
St. John 12:42.
42. Yes, Pastor. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him.
Wait
least
a minute.
They should be
they
put.
Believed that Moses was delivering them mm-hmm. and God was delivering them. But because of Pharaoh, because what he was going to put on them, mm-hmm. they didn't want to relax and trust God. They want to start blaming somebody. You're blaming God for it. God is trying to blame Pharaoh. No, you make him stink in his eyes. We're not savory. We worried about him. What scripture say? What does it say?
Right. At least they should be put out of the synagogue.
What?
For they love the praise of men more than the praise
they
of God.
They love how Pharaoh thought about them, but all that work he was putting on, burdens he was putting on him, mm-hmm. rather than being delivered. We don't want to be like that. No. It's the bigger outcome.
Yes.
What is the 37th verse saying? 37.
Yes. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him.
All that they did, God did the miracles, delivering them, they still found room to mm-hmm. complain.
Yes.
If God blessed us yesterday, why would you complain about the trial and test you're going through today?
Right.
He delivered us from those small things. Yes. Oh, this is the big thing. Is anything too hard for God?
No.
Is anything too hard?
No.
Thank God.
Read.
That the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?
His arm has been revealed.
Beautiful.
Through
yes.
hearing his voice.
Yes.
Yes.
It's been revealed.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Exodus 6:1. Let's read that.
All right, Pastor.
Going through the scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the Holy Ghost mm-hmm. is talking.
Yes, Lord, yes it is. Yes.
Holy Ghost talking in the scripture, mm-hmm. out the scripture,
all right.
Guiding us through the scripture. Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God.
To you that believe.
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
Exodus 6:1. What does it say?
Then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out
Moses
of the land of his land.
I said, big one be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't coming out right away. Just relax. We're going to get him.
Yes.
I owe him a lot. Relax. What does the fourth verse say?
Mm-hmm. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan.
So wait a minute. God is saying, I've established a covenant.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's God's voice. God is not going to change. He said, I've established my covenant
mm-hmm.
with them to give them the land of Canaan. So they're going to get it.
Yes.
What?
The land of their pilgrimage wherein they were strangers.
What?
And I have also
no,
heard.
No, let's go to, okay, let's go. Let's go to Ephesians 2:19.
Ephesians, yes.
So I've given them the land wherein they were strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. When we came to the commandments, and most they come to the commandments,
yes.
It's strange because mm-hmm. they said the commandments were done away with. Now we're traveling trying to find out who are these gods God's talking about?
Right.
And who are these graven images and on and on and on.
All right.
Now we're getting ready to learn about God.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing God's voice and we're searching it out. Thank Ephesians 2:19, what does it say?
Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the
because
saints.
Because we're traveling through the land of Canaan and we find out this is about holiness.
That's right.
We're not strangers anymore. We're fellow citizens because we've right. become a part of this. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
We've heard what God said, and we're not going to provoke God.
Yes.
No more strangers
mm-hmm. and foreigners.
What?
But fellow citizens with the saints and of the household
with
of God.
With the saints. Now, wait, this is after Christianity mm-hmm. was called
yes.
by those that didn't have God. But Paul is still talking about the saints as Christians. We're saints more than a Christian.
Yes.
And yet that's what a Christian is, a true saint.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
No more strangers and foreigners mm-hmm. in this.
All right.
We're traveling through Canaan land and we're a part of it now. Because
yes.
we've been cleaned up. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the 15th verse. What does it say?
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity.
Now you're talking about the Lord. In order to hear God's voice, one of the things is to abolish the enmity.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.